So honestly, it really all starts with preparation. You know, I'm the type of player where I think like I have to catch like a receiver, because when that ball's in the air, I'm going to adjust like a receiver and take it back to the house. And my mindset when I do get an interception is score, you know, like make it easy on the offense, you know, let them chill out a little longer. Go ahead, score. Go get you one.
Maxwell Hairston, who I would imagine is the fastest player on the Bills right now. He was the fastest player at the Combine. So it would be hard for him not to be, right?
I'd love to see him and James Cook in a race.
I think he would, no offense to James Cook.
I think he would dust James Cook. Really?
James Cook is fast, but James Cook, I don't want to just do this by 40 time. Would you guess James Cook is faster than he was at the Combine as a rookie? I actually might.
I think I might.
But he ran a 4.42. Is he 0.2 of a second faster?
Yeah, that's 2 steps faster.
Because Max Hairston ran
4.29.
4.28. So who's got that speed on the team? Even a depth player. Anybody? When Deonte Hardy was here a couple years ago, he might have had something close to that, right?
Yeah.
There's no one else on. Yeah, there's no one else.
Daquan Hardy?
Oh, Daquan Hardy. Maybe. That's not bad. What do you think he ran?
Probably a 4.33.
They drafted him. Daquan Hardy, Bills punt returner and corner, ran a 4.38.
Even that. I mean, that's full tenth.
Brandon Codrington, maybe?
Codrington?
No. Codrington, 4.55.
Wow. I would not have guessed
Way
that.
Off on that one.
Yeah.
There's no receiver.
Nope.
There's no receiver that would even be close, right? I don't know that there is one.
Yeah, he might be the fastest.
Dorian Williams ran a 4.47.
That's crazy.
It really is, isn't it? Dorian Williams is a fast human being. No safety, no corner, no. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number. James Cook, I wanted to get to a little bit on him and how good we really think James Cook is. He was in the top 100 list. He's in the top 10 running backs in the league, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler's series that he's got with executives and scouts that are voting on this. James Cook threw 3 years with the Bills. Here's a little instant trivia to get the gears grinding this morning. James Cook threw 3 seasons with the Bills, has 2,638 rushing yards. There are 6 Bills running backs that have had more in their first 3 seasons with the team, ever. Who are the 6?
OJ.
OJ did not.
Really?
OJ is 14th.
Wow.
All time.
Slow starter.
He was OJ with the Bills, and those that watched him would maybe remember this. His first 3 seasons, rushing totals, 697, 488, 742. Then he starts going crazy, 1,200, 2,000, 1,100, 1,800. First 3 years, there was like nothing.
Well, I think I got number one. It's Travis Henry.
Travis Henry. I actually tweeted this out asking yesterday, because that surprised me that all the great running backs, Hall of Fame running backs, the Bills have had in their history, if you just go, who had the most yards and the most touchdowns in their first 3 seasons with the team?
Travis Henry.
Travis Henry's the answer to both of those.
Yeah.
So Travis Henry's number one.
He was a workhorse.
3,500 yards in his first 3 seasons.
I don't think it'll be Willis McGahee, because he missed year one.
That's a good question. Your stat head has him listed, but maybe they don't.
They don't count year one?
They don't have 2003 listed for him. So that's like, that's an asterisk.
Technicality, yeah.
But he, I guess, first 3 seasons played, he qualifies. 3,365 yards for McGahee.
Marshawn
is 30 yards behind James Cook in his first 3 seasons.
Okay.
I think part of that might be,
There was two other running backs here.
Did he not get suspended?
Yeah, plus there was Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller here, too, within his first 3 years.
Yeah, Lynch in year three. No, that's the suspension year might be the year after. He played 13 games, though, in his third season, so he missed 4 for maybe injury. Maybe that was.
Is Fred Jackson on the list?
Fred Jackson is not on the list, because he came out of NFL Europe right away, and he wasn't quite there. I'll give you a hint. You're missing another Hall of Famer.
Thurman.
Thurman is number 2, 3,400. You're missing 2 old-time Bills running backs, and then you're missing another running back that the Bills didn't draft. First 3 years with the team, not first LeSean 3 years of career.
McCoy?
LeSean McCoy, 3,300.
Cookie Gilchrist.
Cookie Gilchrist, 3,000. The other one I could probably just give you.
Okay.
Joe Cribbs.
Okay.
Joe Cribbs, 80-82, 2,900 yards, just a little bit above James Cook. Did not mention on that list, no OJ.
Yep.
No Fred Jackson. No Josh Allen, by the way, but we're not for this conversation, that's different. No CJ Spiller. He only had 2,100.
Yeah, he just didn't get a lot of touches.
Right. So Cook comes in on that list at number 7.
Where's Sammy Morris on that list?
Sammy Morris is, hold on, I'm at Zach Moss, and it's still not Ooh. At Sammy Morris. I'm at Carlos Williams.
Nice.
Man, what? There's Ray Davis.
What a year Carlos Williams was.
Ray Davis had more yards in his rookie year than Sammy Morris had in his first 3 years with the Bills.
Was Carlos Here's Williams, another, what year was Carlos Williams? Is that 14 or 15?
15.
That was, yeah, 15. It was him and McCoy. It was the most electric I ever remember that running back room being.
He had 9 touchdowns for the Bills in his rookie season, Carlos Williams, and then never played again.
Never played. That was it.
Has anybody ever done that? Scored that many touchdowns in their one and only season in the NFL? Who has played just one season in the NFL and had more than 9 touchdowns? I bet you nobody in NFL history.
I don't think, yeah. I bet you he's probably the only one.
I'll try to find that. That might be tough to track down that record. Cook, though, on that list. Right now, like, determining how good Cook is, where is he right now on an all-time Bills running back list? How good is he? Is he better? Who is he not? Who is he definitively not better than?
Let's OJ.
He's not better Thurman. Than OJ. He's not better than Thurman. That's 2.
Probably Shady McCoy.
You've got him being better than LeSean McCoy?
No. I have LeSean McCoy being better.
Okay. Is he better than Travis Henry?
I would say not. I mean, not by the numbers.
Henry in his first 3 years, most ever.
Yeah. I would say so those 4.
Henry is one of those guys where I'm young when he's playing. So I remember him being good, but I mean, I'm 9 years old when he's on the team. It's tough for me to remember how good he was considered.
Yeah.
Like league-wide, you know? Like, he was a good Bills running back, but was Travis Henry ever thought of as like, oh, this guy's one of the better running backs in football?
The problem is he was in the era of running backs.
Yeah, Priest like, Holmes and Jamal Lewis and
like just great
Clinton
running backs.
Portis.
They mattered.
Yep.
Like now it's kind of like there's 5 players and everyone else kind of doesn't matter.
Right. Which makes it easier for Cook to land 8th on a list like that.
Yeah.
So Henry, is he better than Fred Jackson? Would anybody put him above Fred Jackson on an all-time Bills list? No, right?
Yeah, but that's just because the vibes were...
That's
Fred
more
Jackson's
of
the vibe guy.
Mm-hmm. He was great.
He was
for
great.
What?
Three years?
See, again, that's the thing with Cook. We're in this 3-year window.
In the bubble.
And
yeah.
It probably ends up only being 4 years. I don't think there's a strong possibility right now that he's here past that. It still could happen. Is he better than CJ Spiller?
Yes. Definitively, I would say.
Definitively?
Yes.
Spiller had one monster season.
That's it.
And I will say, that one monster season is as good as I've ever seen a Bills running back look.
Yes.
He had that year. That's 2012.
He averaged over 5 yards a carry. I mean, it was.
He averaged 6 yards a carry.
Yes.
He averaged 6 yards a carry
Crazy.
For a whole season.
Yeah.
Spiller had, starting 9 games, by the way, out of 16, because, you know, Fred needed to have his turn. Spiller had 1,700 total yards and 8 touchdowns. So, but that's really only the one big year. He had 933 yards the year after that, 1,100 total. So,
yeah.
Yeah, by the numbers and, you know, just by watching them, Cook is better. Cook's a more effective back, more consistent back, right? Spiller was just the one pop boom year where he looked like one of the best running backs in football.
It was speed.
He never looked like that otherwise.
Yeah, it was speed that. This is the thing I'll say about James Cook is a lot of the criticism of Cook was he had a lot of the same issues that CJ Spiller had, which was the patience finding the hole. Like, it was just, okay, well, I'm going to get the hole, I'm going to break it to the outside and try to outrun people. Mm-hmm. And that was C.J. Spiller. Even in the season he averaged 6 yards a carry, it was like, well, he's not an inside guy. That's what you'd have Fred Jackson on the field for, to run those inside plays. And you just wanted to try to get C.J. Spiller in space. Their screen game was unbelievable with Chan Gailey and Ryan Fitzpatrick and using him that way. And I think the thing that's developed the most for James Cook is him as a patient runner, as being able to hit the holes, using his speed as a breakaway tool, not as his primary tool as a runner inside. He can, he's one of the, I would say, more effective slash inside runners in the league.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I think the vision that Cook has is one of the best in football.
Yes.
Is he better than Willis McGahee?
It's a hard question.
That's going to be his territory. I think really, to do the easy part first, I don't think it is debatable that he at this point is like a top five running back in Bills history. Even with two monster years, like some teams that would be true of.
Yeah.
Like not every team's got great running backs throughout their history, but he's not Thurman, OJ, and to be respectful, I think, to guys that played in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I think Cookie Gilchrist and Joe Cribbs are above him.
Yeah.
Cookie Gilchrist especially.
It's hard if you want to look at it as who was the better player or who had the better stats. I mean, to me, Willis McGahee's probably the third best running back the Bills have ever had. He was one of the greatest college players ever. I mean, he was unbelievable in college before he blew his knee out.
Uh-huh.
And then came back.
But you said for the Bills.
I know. He's in terms of talent.
That sounds, I'm not even saying you're wrong. Just hearing the phrase, I think Willis McGahee's the third best running back in Bills history, sounds
the most
crazy.
Third most talented
running
back. Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
I think I agree. It's different, but.
Most talented. Why? Spiller is coming into my head for talented. That's just because he was fast, though, right?
It's because he was fast.
It's because he seemed like the most terrifying person to have with the ball in his hands ever.
Right, which
but
was
it never really came to fruition.
Jeremy and I were beating the drum of if we could add one player from the drought teams onto this one, it would have been before James Cook, it was Spiller.
Yeah, I remember those conversations. McGahee third.
Yeah, I think.
I think anyone that watched Cookie Gilchrist will want to fight you.
Probably.
Over that for sure. Him above Cook, though, 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards, 990 yards. Those are his first three seasons, and only three seasons, with the Bills. More yardage, more touchdowns. I will say, though, full yard lower on yards per carry. James Cook in years 1 through 3 with the Bills, 4.9 yards per carry. McGahee, 3.9, which is not necessarily very good. Where does Cook rank? How good is he on the all-time Bills running back list? It's a good list. I think you'd put him in the top 10, but even that is that's a crowded field. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase and Nate Geary here on WGR.